Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Hurricanes play a preseason game tonight. Let's talk to the head coach. For the first of at least 100 conversations, the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes, Rod Brind'Amour. You have a mixed bag lineup. There's a lot of guys on PTOs. And a lot of young guys. So what have you seen from the Ryan Suzuki's, Jamison Reese's, Felix Unger Sorums, who will comprise at least one of your forward lines tonight?
Well, to be honest, this is the time to start evaluating when they're playing games. I mean, you get a little glimpse, from our practices, and then you can't read too much in it. There's always a lot of good practice players and non-good practice players. So you want to make sure you get a good look in the games, and that's what we're going to do with these guys. Good opportunity.
How much do you take from the prospect tournament? I know Ryan played very well, and apparently Felix Unger Sorum also opened some eyes down there.
I watched those games. I don't know, to be honest. I didn't really think anybody was great. I thought the goalies were really good. That tournament's tough. It's a lot of young guys and guys trying to, certainly not NHL ready. So this will be a real test now that you start getting into training camp with a lot more competition, a little higher level. And so it'll definitely shake itself out here in the next 2 weeks.
Certainly a lot more of an NHL Hurricanes-looking defensive core. You'll have Dmitry Orlov making his first, making his debut, I guess, in a Hurricane sweater, and you have him playing with Tony D'Angelo. I'm not going to ask you if we should read anything into that, but talk to me about what Dmitry Orlov brings to this team. We all know what Tony does since we have seen him here for a year, but tell me about what you've seen from Dmitry and what you think he can bring to the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, a veteran player, that's certainly been around, and, he's been a champion, and he's a hard worker. I mean, that's what I've noticed about this guy. He just comes in and just whatever he has to get done, he's doing it, and just kind of workhorse, really. I think it's this time of year is great for the new guys and the coaching staff to just get a sense of what they are, but we got to see him play. And so practice is one thing, and he's been fine there, but I think again, even for him, it always takes a little time for the newer players that just adjust to what we're doing, and we got to get him in the game in order for him to do that.
All right, before I get to goaltending and spending a few minutes here with Rod Brind'Amour before the Hurricanes take on the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight, even though Michael Bunting is not in the lineup, two of the high-profile free agent signings, I think, have a common thread. They play with a little bit of orneriness. Was that an element you just felt was maybe missing enough throughout the lineup? And that's why, I mean, they're good players both, regardless of that. But it just does seem like both of those guys bring that element.
Yeah, I don't think you could say it was missing. I mean, I think, we were missing a little of that in the playoffs, but we had the guy. He wasn't in the lineup.
Right.
So, I mean, it's, you can never have enough guys that play with, competitive players and play with that fire. We have a lot of that. I just think I don't know if that's necessarily what it was. We had a roster spot at the forward open, and I think the way Bunting plays is going to fit right in to our game. And I think Orlov, proven guy that's been out there. Like I said, we already talked about him, but that was kind of a no-brainer. If you could get both those guys, you're going to try.
Do you envision, I know he's been practicing with Aho, do you envision playing him with Aho, obviously, throughout the, as long as it's effective, because he brings an element that is, maybe brings out more of, creates some space for Aho?
Well, we could say yeah, but I'm sure, everybody, how it goes. I mean, everybody plays with everybody.
Right.
at some point in the year. And, you know, I envision Svech being there when I envision Bunce playing there, and, you know, maybe Turbo there too. So there's a lot of, I guarantee there'll be a lot of changes throughout the year, 82 games. So I think you'll get a look at him multiple centers with multiple centers.
Who starts tonight in goal, Freddie or Piotr?
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
Well, Freddie's going to start. You know, we'll get him going. And then, you know, whether we play him the whole game or, you know, maybe just ease him into a half a game or two periods. I don't know. There's a plan here, but, you know, you don't want to overwork him early, so we'll kind of see how that game's going.
What did you like from Yanni Peretz down in the rookie tournament? He stops a lot of shots. Historically, he has just been, as you know, because he is a national champion at Quinnipiac. As is your son, Skyler. What did you see from him? I know the rookie tournament is not your favorite, but what did you see from him?
Well, you said it. Just stops pucks, right? And that's what he's been doing through the first 5 days of training camp. And, you know, he'll get a chance to play at some point in these 6 games that we have. And at the end of the day, like you said it, he stops pucks. And that's what a goalie's meant to do. It doesn't really matter how it looks or anything. If you're doing that over and over and over, you're going to have success.
All right. Well, we will let you go. I appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Okay, buddy. We'll see you.
It starts Canes tonight against the Tampa Bay Lightning at PNC Arena. We'll talk to Rod Brindamore again tomorrow. We do that before every Hurricanes game. And tomorrow we'll also kind of fold in a conversation with Tripp Tracy. Because, hey, you know what? Back-to-backs, all of that. Of course, I would be very surprised if any players playing tonight played tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I also don't think you're going to see a lot of the NHL forwards tomorrow. Actually, you might see some of the rookies play. By the way, I think it's a very, very big preseason for Jack Drury.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.